Okay. What's the deal with
polygonus?
They
used to say whichever one get the long end would have good luck.
I see.
To pull that bone, and whichever one get the short end have bad luck, whoever get the long end have good luck.
Yeah, we used to do that too. But we always said the same thing, but you know, I met one lady who said that it was the short end that got good luck and the long end that got bad luck.
Oh.
I started saying, hey, that's wrong. I thought I wouldn't say it.
I think each section got its own beliefs there, you know?
Yeah. What do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you can eat? You know, the liver and the heart and the gizzard and so on.
See, heart, the liver and gizzard, what do you call it? I don't know, other than I call them by each name.
Okay. What do you call the inside part of a pig or calf that you can eat?
Like a hog, calf. You say calf?
Yeah, or pig, either one.
Pigs, you call them chitlins?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, chitlins and the maw, hog maw.
What's the maw?
That's the stomach, hog stomach.
Is it good? Have you ever had that?
Yeah, that's good. That's what you call soul food.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
See, now you know how to eat that this time of the year. You eat that around when it starts getting cold.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
Pork. See, pork is supposed to be something that you don't supposed to eat too much of in the hot. It's supposed to be rough on high blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
So most people try to eat less pork in the summertime and eat more in the wintertime.
Uh-huh.
And chitlins and the hog maw, that kind of stuff, and then you eat it when it gets cold. They call it soul food.
Uh-huh.
Chitlins and pig feet and pig ear and pig tail.
Uh-huh. That
has gotten expensive.
Is that right?
Yeah. You go to cafe now, you pay $2, $2.50 for a chitlin dinner. They used to could buy them for 15, 20 cents a pound.
Mm-hmm.
Now they cost you 75, 80 cents a pound.
Boy, everything's gone up.
Yep.
Gee. Oh, let's see. Say you hear the cow moo and the horse neighing and they're hungry. And you say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late. It must be almost
feeding time.
Okay. And, here's another bunch of them that you're going to love. I know, you might know these. How do you call cows to get them to come in from the pasture?
I don't know. they got them, call them. They got what they call cattle call. Or,
yeah.
Some of them that know, got that way of calling them, but we always, when I around my grandfather, we always go get them.
Uh-huh.
And drive them up to the...
Oh, yours didn't come and call.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them to make them stand still while you're milking?
You said to a cow. Like you said, suey, but that's pig.
Is that, what do you say, when do you say that to a pig?
When he's in your way there, get out of your way or something there.
Uh-huh. And what is it you say?
Suey pig, suey.
Oh, I
that's coming. I mean, they call that, some of them people use it for calling pigs.
Uh-huh.
They had them pig called suey, suey.
Yeah.
Like they got them pigs, you know, running loose and they call them up to the house.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, how would you call a calf to get it to come in from the pasture?
I don't know.
Okay, how about, how would you get horses to come in from the pasture?
I don't know that either.
Okay, what would you say to mules or horses to make them go right or left if you're plowing with them?
You don't usually say nothing. You just pull on your line.
Okay.
You pull on your line, you want to go left, you pull on, if you want to go right, you pull on the right line, and if you want to go left, you pull on the left line.
Okay, okay. If you're riding a horse, what would you say to him to urge him on?
Get up.
Okay, is that when he's already moving or when he's standing still?
He's already moved. I mean, when he's standing still, you have to get up.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to him to stop him?
Whoa.
Okay. And if you're trying to back him into a buggy, what would you say?
Back. That's what I think you said, back.
Okay.